Levine in for Matt Edmondson, and I was in a couple of weeks back as well, and I had a little chat with Noel Fielding, and then he hung around. We couldn't get rid of him, so we thought we may as well play a game of Leave It Yeah, and here it is.
BBC Radio 1.
So Noel Fielding, Matt Edmondson plays a little game. Well, it's hardly a game, it's kind of a grilling.
Where is Matt?
Where is he?
Are you one of his characters? He's alter ego.
He plays a game called Leave It Yeah, which is it's quite in-depth, it's quite probing. But you do get three chances to pass, three Leave It Yeah cards. Simply say that, shout it.
Where are the cards?
Scream it. Can we pass the cards over, please?
Thanks. Well, they're very big. Bigger than this room.
So, do you feel willing to take the challenge?
Oh, okay.
Okay, fine.
Hi, I'm Lethal Bizzle, and it's time to play Leave It Yeah! The rules are simple. You'll be asked a series of awkward or difficult to answer questions. You can pass on three questions by using one of your Leave It Yeah cards. But remember, you only have three passes, so choose which questions you avoid carefully. If you don't want to answer the question, then make sure you say Leave It Yeah. Good luck. And remember, stay dench.
Number one, Noel Fielding. Can I cameo in your next TV show, but you have to stick to it?
Yeah.
That's easy. Number two, what job have you done just for cash?
I worked in a bakery once. Got fired, though. The boss went out, and when he came out, I was lying on the floor eating cakes. I don't think I even got paid.
Just covered in elephant's feet and cream cakes.
I was like 12.
So that doesn't count as just for cash. That's working for nothing.
I used to paint ice cream vans.
With those weird Minnie and Mickey Mouses that are really kind of...
An ice cream man said, will you paint my van? I'll give you whatever, 30 quid. This when I was young, and I did it. And another ice cream man saw that van and went, can you do mine? Mine needs redoing. So before I knew what was happening, one summer holidays, I had like 26 vans to paint. It got really boring, just drawing like Pluto or, you know, whoever on the side of a van. The Pink Panther. It was a nightmare. But I was loaded.
But what a niche.
I know. I got free lollies as well.
Did you?
Cherry brandies.
Free shandy lolly. Wonderful.
Yes.
Number three.
So good.
Oh, we know you love music. That's a fact.
Do
but
I?
Who's the most overrated band in the world?
Oh, don't push me towards saying what I think you're trying to make me say.
Well, I actually don't know who this is.
Leave It Yeah!
Next one. Which comedian do you think just isn't funny?
Wow, that is so big. How could I possibly do that?
You know what to do if you don't wanna.
Leave it!
Yeah! Okay, next one. What do you know about Serge from Kath Sabian that he wouldn't want you to tell?
He's a woman.
That's what I've got here. Confirmed. Wonderful.
He owns a windmill.
That's not true.
It is true.
Is it the one from Round the Twist? That was a lighthouse.
He does own.
Is that true?
I went into Serge's garage once, and he had like a see-through glass horse in his garage filled with cream soda.
And is it true? And would he not want us to know? I think he'd really want us to know.
No, he doesn't want anyone to know, because there was all signs saying keep out by the garage door. Keep out. If you do come in here, make sure you're wearing a blindfold.
Okay.
He's keeping that secret.
Well, not anymore.
Some things you just want to keep to yourself.
You do.
You want to share everything with the public.
That's your right. There you go, some stuff I'm sure you never ever... In for Matt Edmondson. Do you want to hear what happened in the second half of Leave It Yeah with Noel Fielding? Brilliant, thanks team.
BBC Radio 1.
Who would you never want to work with again from the Mighty Boosh? Family obviously excluded from this one.
Julian?
Sure, fair enough.
No, I'd love to work with Julian again, but I don't think he wants to work with me anymore.
Oh.
He does. He's just busy. We will one day. We'll be reunited and we'll make love on a...
Has he still got his out of office on? Are you still like, are we still away? That's weird.
We still love each other. But we haven't really had time. But we will one day. We'll come back.
Who was the worst presenter of Nevermind the Buzzcocks?
The worst? Everyone's been good, but in a different way. I mean, it's pretty mind-bending. One week it'll be like David Hasselhoff. The next week, Cilla Black. It was pretty varied.
A lot to deal with.
It was quite... you had to alter your mind headspace because it would be like, Terry Wogan, Frank Skinner, David Hasselhoff, Alice Cooper. That was sort of pretty... Kept it pretty lively and fresh.
Fresh,
I loved it.
Fresh, definitely fresh.
I know, because I went on a Boris bike with Alice Cooper and I just thought, when am I ever going to get to do this again?
Never. is the answer. You'll never get to do that again.
That's what you think.
So you haven't properly answered that. Would you like to use your last Leave It Yeah card?
Yes.
Leave It Yeah!
Well, that means you have to answer these final two.
Oh.
Who was the most annoying panellist on Buzzcocks? And don't say me.
It was definitely you.
For God's sake. Okay, lastly, has there been anything you had to beg the producers to edit out?
Yeah, jokes about Coldplay, like at Mexican, and then realised that I didn't want to create this whole riff between me. Do you know what? I was in New York and doing the Secret Policeman's Ball for Amnesty, and they were doing it as well. And they put their dressing room next to mine. And I'd spent the whole series going, oh, I don't like Coldplay. And their crew were giving me evils.
They don't mind. They're just fun lads.
Chris said, hey, come on, come in, have a mung bean salad. Let's put our differences aside. Do you want a smoothie? I said, yeah, okay.
Did you break alfalfa rather than bread?
We had alfalfa. And do you know what? I found out that we have more in common than I'd ever imagined.
It's not true.
We did roly-polies in the night time. It was a beautiful time. He sucked my head like a lollipop. It was a wonderful, wonderful experience.
All documented in an autobiography that's out in June.
He put me in a soundproof room. He basically...
Everyone's face in the studio then was like, I don't want to laugh anymore.
I know. I went too far. Someone should have shut the gate. It's your job to shut the gate.
I'm shutting the gate. I'm officially shutting the gate. Noel Fielding, the gate is shut. Thank you so much. That was Leave It Yeah. You did very well.
See you another time. Whenever, you know.
Just whenever.
I don't know when that'll be, because it won't be, because we don't hang out on anything, so it won't be soon.
Just definitely. Pop round to Hackney, have a cup of tea. Do you know what I mean?
Hackney, did you say? Mm. Just giving away your destiny, where you live, your location.
Hackney, Belgium.
I used to live in Hackney.
Noel Fielding, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It's been delicious.